Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Spring officially begins tomorrow, although I have 5 feet of block ice and snow in my backyard. But anywho, economists say a tough winter has been hard on the U.S. economy, even with jobs added. Here's Fed Chair Janet Yellen yesterday.
After averaging about 2.5% over 2014, growth of real gross domestic product appears to have slowed in the first quarter of this year, in part reflecting a moderation in household spending. In addition, the recovery in the housing sector remains subdued, and export growth looks to have weakened.
The question now, will spring lead to an economic thaw and turn some of those numbers around? Marilyn G. Wax is senior business editor with NPR. And Marilyn, let's get right to the housing market. We heard Yellen called the recovery subdued. How big of a hit does housing usually take this time of year?
Well, it's true that winter's always a slow time of year for home sales. You know, it's hard to look at houses in those snow boots, you know, trying to check out your backyard now, right now would be tough. But even in the warm weather states, home sales tend to be slow in January and February because, you know, the kids are in school, you're not in the mood. So every year, the home building and buying start to pick up dramatically in April and May. Typically, the sales peak in June, and that's because families have time then to move in when the weather's good, get the kids settled before school. So people in the housing industry, they always have a lot riding on spring. And this year, they're really hoping for that big bounce back because the winter sales were disappointing.
We'll start there with existing home sales. How bad were they in the first quarter?
In January, existing home sales fell to the lowest rate in 9 months, and that was not great. Everyone keeps hoping to see some kind of momentum build for a real housing boom. And every time it gets going, but then it seems to get tripped up. Next week, the realtors are going to release some new numbers for February. And since that month had so much of that cold weather we mentioned here, the report could be bad again. But the point now is really not to look at what happened in January and February, but where are we going with this spring? There should be a lot of pent-up demand, but will there be for existing homes and new homes as well?
Yeah. Well, in our area, New England, agents couldn't even put out signs, for sale signs.
Right.
But let's talk about building. Building a new home when there's a foot of snow is not good. Has this affected builders?
Yeah. Robin, you know, we've got some new reports out this week that showed that in January, housing starts plunged 17% for February. You know, that's a lot. And as you folks in Boston certainly know, this winter set records. And the National Climatic Data Center said that last month, overall, that was the 7th coldest February in 120 years of record keeping. So all of that put a lot of pressure on builders. They couldn't get started. Now they're turning to spring. It's starting to warm up. There should be a building frenzy getting going. But at this point, we really don't know yet because the data isn't here to back that up. It's just a hope at this point.
Well, on the other hand, roofers might have a field day in the next few weeks. That's here in New England, though. What's the betting among economists? Do they see a big turnaround overall?
Well, it is dicey because there's more going on in the economy than just the weather. You know, it's not just a slowdown in housing. Retail sales look pretty soft. That wasn't great. Maybe, again, that's just because of the weather. But also, we know that people haven't gotten terrific raises in a long time. And export growth slowed. That's the rest of the world is, you know, struggling with their economy. And also, the dollar is very strong. So yesterday at her press conference, Janet Yellen pointed out a lot of those concerns, and there are a lot of things out there that could break bad for us.
And yet, briefly, took no action on interest rates. The thinking is the Fed will keep them lower for the foreseeable future, maybe closer to the end of the year than we thought. And just very briefly, what does that mean for housing?
Well, you know, that's a good sign in a way for housing. Low interest rates make it easier for people to borrow money so that they can buy homes. And they also can do things like spend money on cars and clothes and all of that. So Yellen yesterday spoke at this press conference, and afterwards, mortgage interest rates actually fell a little bit. They're down to 3.75%-ish for a 30-year mortgage. Last year at this time, 4.3%.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a bargain for you if you're a house hunter. So really, the condition should be favorable for buying this spring.
Yeah.
Low rates, pent-up demand.
As you say, get those millennials out of mom's basement and into their own homes. Marilyn G. Wax, senior business editor at NPR. Thanks.
You're welcome.